Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Los Angeles wildfires have highlighted the growing challenges faced by the insurance industry in regions prone to catastrophic events. As wildfires increase in frequency and intensity due to changing climate conditions and urban expansion into high-risk areas, insurers are grappling with rising claim costs, shifting risk appetites, and the need to balance affordability with financial sustainability. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is Robert Feldman. He's co-founder, president, and CEO of WOWS Insurance Services. Robert, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. The honor's mine, Lori, to be here. AM Best is obviously an institution, so it's great to be here. So thank you for letting me come in today.
Robert, what effects might the Los Angeles wildfires have on the insurance industry, particularly when it comes to rates, coverage availability, and the overall stability of the homeowners insurance market in the region?
Obviously, every time you have a catastrophe, it affects a lot of different areas. Everything from rates to really an evaluation of what we're going to do going forward. I use a lot of times, I hate to say it, the industry has been the definition of Einstein's theory of insanity. You know, doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result. So obviously, right now, part of what we do at WOWS, we are an MGA wholesaler, which has a program that we're building in California to really revolutionize and change the direction of insurance, and which is desperately needed, not just in California, but the Western United States. You know, for those of my friends in Nevada, I deal with the Nevada Department of Insurance also a lot. They're great, and they're seeing that light, and we're seeing it in multiple states, that there has to be a change. Has to.
So, Robert, what questions or concerns are you hearing from carriers and brokers about the wildfires, and how is WOWS responding to address their needs?
Well, one of the things that's going on right now, obviously, in California, and you're starting to see it again in the Western United States, is availability. Carriers are on the full retreat at this moment. And a lot of it is really based on how insurance has been structured. You know, carriers are losing money. Insurance companies are losing money. The reinsurance companies are losing money. And really, from a philosophy standpoint, we have gotten away from, as an industry, the definition of what needs to happen. If you look up the definition of insurance, it's a spread of risk, you know, diversifying risk. And right now, when you look at fires like what we've just seen in the past, the Palisades fires, and you've seen the fires in the past, we're seeing an oversaturation of insurance companies, where insurance companies come in and they have too many homes in one area that allows them to be in a situation where they can get in trouble. The WOWS program, which is a very unique program, which we've launched, is actually changing that direction. It's built on really a spread of risk to make sure, really, to protect not only the consumer, but to protect the insurance companies as well. It's very important to see the change.
Sadly, many luxury homes in the region have tragically been damaged or destroyed by the fires. Mm-hmm. How is the insurance industry addressing coverage availability and pricing for high-value properties in fire-prone regions?
Well, first of all, that's one of the great questions. I want to thank you for asking that one, because that's pretty much what we do at WOWS. We are in a high value. We do believe that our program will be mimicked throughout the industry because of how we're changing things. But there's a lot of things that have to happen. The pricing has gone out of control. We're seeing rates as high as 3 to 5% of the total insurance value. So now let's just do an easy numbers example here, Lori. So if you have a 7,000 square foot house, and you add up all of the coverages to round numbers up and say it's $10 million of total coverage, that means that these consumers are receiving renewals anywhere between $300,000 to $500,000 a year. And what's happening, we've been able to show, is that with the spread of risk and really good mitigation, the difference is now is the mitigation is going to be a key fight going forward. There are some incredible companies that are out there right now that do mitigation work. And the mitigation and fire hardening is going to be a key crucial component in the attack, really, to be able to be in the insurance world, basically, as insurance companies. Well, by doing so, we've been able to demonstrate through analytics that we can successfully spread risk and be able to drive the rates down to less than half of what that current market's. So we're trying to drive the market in the right direction. We do believe it's going to be copied. There's a lot of unique things about our program And which makes sense. You know, 25 years of doing this, Lori, I've been in every major fire, and I get to see what kind of works and what doesn't work. You know, I've been teased by a lot of senior executives of different companies and reinsurance companies that I'm like an old-fashioned tracker. You know, I'm a guy on the ground that can see what changes and what we need to do. You know, what gets me is when we see insurance carriers that have, you know, you have an area and you have an area of 100 homes and they've got 30 of those homes. That's not actuarially sound. I'm just going to say it. I don't care what rates you charge. I don't care what the story is. The Palisades is proving that you cannot do that very thing.
Robert, can you tell us more about WOW's insurance services, how the idea for the company came about, and the coverage options you offer for luxury homes in fire-prone areas?
Yep. WOW's actually, believe it or not, as I started to mention, based on the last question, was really a program designed to really re-engineer insurance in California, to change what's going on. There's a lot of problems. Really interesting statistics. With the Woolsey fire, we'll see what happens with this fire. You know, what was interesting, an example, over the majority of money paid out over the overall premium, as horrific as the Woolsey fire was, went to homes that had smoke damage or smoke damage related coverages. It wasn't even the homes that burned. So there's needs to be changes. There's a policy in the California state where the California FAIR Plan, which is the first $3 million, we stack on top as excess that allows us to get away from smoke damage, but at the same time, do some incredible things. Our policy will be the first policy that we can find. Now, mind you, there'll be always someone, Lori, that'll find something to say out contrary. But it'll be the first policy that we've been able to find that will be fully transferable from sellers to buyers, making it more like an asset of the property, which has always made complete and total sense to me. It's a diversification of risk. Our algorithm perfectly spreads risks and builds them in portfolios to make this a strong appetite for not just insurance companies, but really the most important thing is the big reinsurance companies, the money that in London and different parts of the world. We are right now, we ran 13 different scenarios of these portfolios in March. We had Milliman, CoreLogic ran the numbers for us, and Milliman produced the actuarial and feasibility studies. And we're rerunning the numbers now based on not just the Palisade fire, but the Eaton fire included. Basically, the fires of California, and it was March of last year. The scary thing is, we have over 1,000 homes in those 13 different portfolios, and right now we only have two losses because of spread of risk. So, this has been, we're very excited to be able to produce that report. Milliman report will come out to verify all the things that we've been talking about and why it's actuarially sound. And we're pretty excited about it because we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people in London and Bermuda and different parts of the world to be able to really show them this is the way to approach not just California, but the Western United States.
Well, speaking of the FAIR Plan, can we expect to see any changes or what developments might we expect for the plan moving forward in light of these incidents?
I think the FAIR Plan is a necessary part of the insurance community going forward. I really do. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think it's, if anything, it's going to get stronger. California is making moves to make it stronger. I think that different states are going to have to. Colorado came out with one that I think was, they kind of missed the mark. And every company I'm working with, and especially the big reinsurance companies and our fronting, I should say, our fronting company, which we're getting ready to announce, I was kind of bummed, Lori. I was really kind of excited. I thought I was coming in to announce our fronting company for the WOWS program, but we're still about a week or two away. So I'll probably have to come back and see you at some point to really make that announcement at a different time, if that's okay. But what's interesting is by doing the spread of risk things, we have people that want to be in competition with the Cal FAIR Plan. The biggest thing that's lacking in the market right now is competition. And what's interesting, even against the Cal FAIR Plan, and people go, well, wait a minute, that's a really high fire extreme scenarios. The answer is yes, but if you can underwrite it properly and if you can do proper mitigation, you can be profitable. And what helps consumers is competition. You know, I don't care how great we are as WOWs, you have to have other great ideas. That's part of the reason why, as an MGA, we are also a wholesaler. We have other companies that we're helping bring to California because we realize at WOWs that there's no way one person, one entity, is going to be able to handle, you know, the Pacific Palisades. There's thousands of homes that are lost. You can't have one entity handling this. You need multiples potentially at different levels of size of homes. And then you have to re-engineer it in portfolios to make it acceptable for the reinsurance companies. That's what we're doing at WOWS. And I think that this is the change of direction that the industry needs.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Robert, what trends are you seeing today in homeowners and fire coverage in California? And are you seeing any shifts in underwriting guidelines or requirements for fire risk mitigation measures, such as defensible space or hardening homes?
Yeah, I'll start with the last part of that question because I think it's the most important. The industry has to change. And really, this is not just an insurance industry, but I think everything from municipals like states need to be involved in this. A lot of different angles. Federally, we need to be involved in this because the problem is really right now, the mitigation is the key. You know, I'm sorry to say with the Palisades fire, it had areas that were, you know, led up to the Palisades that hadn't been mitigated or cleared in over 30 years. And you cannot have, it's almost with the winds. There's the thing that I always say is you can't defend the wind. I'm just going to say it now. When you wind is not something we can change. Wind is not something that we are able to defend against. When we have wind, red flag winds, you need to realize that part of the equation of a fire is fuel and fuel lines. So the mitigation is going to be a key. At WOWS, it's going to be the key thing of when we're doing the luxury homes. You know, what normal clearance or maintaining of clearance, we're going to push way back. We've got to create higher defensible spaces. Fire hardening is absolutely a key thing for homes. There are homes that you can almost go through areas. When I go through areas, and I'm sorry to say, I've already seen a lot of the areas of the Palisades and the homes that are standing. Now, some of them just get lucky in the fact of just direction of the wind and things of that nature. But most of them, I'm sorry to say, it's really about the fire hardening. Did they do lean, clean, and green? Which is a Cal Fire thing? No vegetation within 5 feet of the house. Are they further from that? Are the vents closed? Are the eaves closed? How is the structure of the outside of the house? Is it wood siding? Is it fireproof siding? These are all things that are going to be taken in consideration going forward. Now, in the luxury homes, you get a little bit easier things because they're generally built, you know, to defend more. You know, you'll have homes that have fire defense systems. I think that's going to be a key thing going forward. There's great companies like Firebreak and BurnBot and all these incredible companies that are out there right now. Fire mitigation is going to be, in my opinion, the key battle going forward when it comes to insurance. With rates going, though, right now, trends and the trends of underwriting, I kind of smile in the fact that I think we got away from it in an industry where the industry has gotten too mechanical. Where it's a plug and play, it's fire score rated, you know, it's if it meets these criteria, we take it. And what I'm seeing the trend, and I am a humongous fan of this, is, and maybe it's just being old school, I guess, as you know, kind of thing, is I remember the days, boy, I'm dating myself here, Lori. I remember the days when we would manually underwrite everything. Everything was manually underwritten. And I think that's gonna be very important going forward. You know, to really aggressively underwrite and manually underwrite up front. You know, part of our WOWS program, prior to binding, the industry's off. They bind a policy, then they use a company, inspection company like Castle or National or others, that will then give them a 40-page report about all the do's and don'ts and what possibly should be mitigated. What the answer's no. That report needs to be done in advance of binding. And building out defensible space plans and building out mitigation plans. And what are we doing to improve the property? And how do we do incentives for consumers to really build things into their properties? Earlier, I mentioned to you about the rates going crazy, you know, on a $10 million TIV, $300,000, $200,000 rates. Well, why can't we have them invest in defense systems where we can look at them and be able to give them rate discounts or help them get into better rates by investing in their home to make sure that they have a better way of surviving? a fire. These are all important things that we think going forward.
Robert, given the increasing frequency and severity of wildfires, do you think homeowners insurance for high-risk areas in California will remain viable in the long term? And what steps do you believe are necessary to create a stable and competitive homeowners insurance market in the state, particularly for fire-prone areas?
For fire-prone areas, obviously right now, that's the whole idea of WOWs, meaning the spread of risk. If you've got 100 homes in a given area, you should have 100 different, in essence, whether it's reinsurance companies or insurance companies. I preface this. And what's really interesting is that even the reinsurance companies have different investment funds, what I'm finding. So they could be a part of it with different investment funds in different cells or phases to spread the risks. Well, bottom line is, if you do that successfully and we spread the risks, then you can have competition and you can drive competition back to the market. You know, if you don't, you know, when you get into actuarial numbers, and this is, you know, I'm a number cruncher, Lori. I'm going to say that. I'm sorry. You know, if I always joke with everybody, if I misspell my name, it's kind of a joke. But when you get into numbers, I'm in. And so I'm not saying I'm Rain Man, but I'm not far off. It didn't take any kind of really analytics to prove that the cost of insurance rises when you have saturation. So if you have one home on a street or one home in an area versus two homes on a street or two homes in an area versus five homes in an area versus 10 homes in an area versus 100 homes in an area. Well, a lot of reinsurance companies right now put billions of dollars at risk. And I use that word billions with a B, which, by the way, Lori, when I first was working with WOWs and going to London and things, was kind of interesting for me personally. I've always dealt with the millions for TIVs and things. So now you're talking about capacity for billions of dollars. I would be able to look at with a straight face with a lot of the great reinsurance companies in London, Bermuda, and different parts of the world and say, well, wait a minute, you're going to put $10 billion at risk. $10 billion at risk. Why would you ever let more than one home be in a fire? It just doesn't make sense. If you do this and do this successfully, you can build cells that are or portfolios that are $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, like for like, same size homes, things perfectly spread, not just in California, but spread it out eventually through Nevada, through Washington, through Oregon, building these portfolios, really basing on stacking on top of a Cal Fair Plan type policy to get rid of some of the really smaller cat losses, but allowing the functioning of being able to invest in and be profitable. You know, being in one state is crazy enough. Making sure you spread across 8, 9, 10 states. Then if you have 100 homes spread across 10 states, what's the likelihood of having really a number of homes going down? Very unlikely. You know, I use the Woolsey fire and probably be using the Palisades fire going forward. But man, you know, if you had $10 billion at risk and you have 100 homes or 1,000 homes, but they're spread out over 9 states and only one's in the fire, means that you can possibly survive that home and survive that fire. Well, what happens if you have 100 homes in that fire? It's not a question of if you're going to have losses. You're going to have losses. And so spreading out is going to be the key thing going forward for the mitigation, as we talk about, for rates.
Robert, this has been so informative. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, the honor's mine. And I would love, Lori, every time you want me back, anytime you see anything going on in the Western United States in fire, we'd love to be WOWs would love to be one of your go-tos, as I would say, if not all the go-to.
That was Robert Feldman, co-founder, president, and CEO of WOWs Insurance Services. And for AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.